The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. You ever drink energy drinks? Are you a big caffeine person? Well, I've never been a big fan of those, and they really can be hard on your adrenal glands. Adrenal glands, if you don't know, are the body's stress glands, and that's why a lot of people love their coffee, because when you drink coffee, not only does it give you the caffeine hit, but it also has a lot of acidity in the coffee bean that increases cortisol for the adrenal glands, and that's really more of what people are craving in the mornings than anything. And the afternoons, too, if you get the dip. So if the adrenals are not healthy, then cortisol production is unhealthy, and that's what causes a lot of people to kind of desire this. So anyway, energy drinks, so now you get the big, you know, the big, obviously the big monster drinks and those kind of things. You see them in the gas stations and everywhere. Well, three of the large makers of the energy drinks now have been subpoenaed as part of the New York Attorney General's investigation into the marketing of the drinks. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is trying to determine whether the companies, Monster Beverage, PepsiCo, and Living Essentials, are deceiving consumers about how much caffeine is in the drinks and the health risk the drinks could pose, New York Times reported. The investigation is also trying to determine whether the companies violated federal law in promoting the beverages as dietary supplements rather than as foods, which are subject to tighter regulations. So other concerns cited by state officials include whether or not the ingredients used in the drinks are properly disclosed and whether certain additives, such as black tea extract and guarana, may contain additional caffeine that is not reflected in the drink's labels. It says the drinks that are the focus of the investigation are Monster's Beverage Amp from PepsiCo and 5-Hour Energy Drink from Living Essentials. All three companies declined to comment on the investigation. In a statement, the American Beverage Association said that ingredients and labeling for energy drinks were regulated by the Food and Drug Administration and that caffeine levels from additives were fully disclosed, the Times reported. So interesting, but you know, again, have to be careful with a lot of those because, and again, too much stimulation is definitely not a good thing. Now, some of the drinks, even though I'm not a big advocate of the drinks, some of the drinks do have some things in there, vitamin B12, the cyanocobalamin, and they have taurine, which is an amino acid. They have some things in there that are good, but don't mistake it, because that's the thing. People love to see two or three ingredients and think, well, that's healthy. It's good for me. Well, not so much. So definitely kids, I don't think, should be drinking them at all. You've got enough energy as a child anyway, or a teenager. My goodness, last thing you need is ramped up on the energy drinks. But again, I know it's a hot thing, and a lot of kids are into it, but regardless, be interesting what comes out of that, because there are a lot of things in the labels many times that are not disclosed, and it'll be good to see what comes out of that, what's really in the drinks. Balthazar Gracian has our quote for the day. A wise man gets more use from his enemies than a fool from his friends. If you think about that for a minute, that is a powerful quote. A wise man gets more use from his enemies than a fool from his friends. That's why a wise man, when he has enemies, can learn and why he even has them, or he also can learn from them. It's a very interesting quote. I like it. All right, let's kick it off now. on the segment. We're going to go to David. Hi, David. Talk to me. What's going on?
Hey, Dr. Asa. I'm having a pain in the back of my head.
Okay.
And I think it is from inflammation, drainage type thing. And if I take Mucinex, it helps. And also got a vertebrae, top vertebrae, that's popping a lot. And I read an article where, you know, it's, you got three options. You can either exercise it, you can go to the chiropractor, or go to the orthopedic surgeon. And I have set up a rubber band type thing where I do a head exercise, you know, in all four directions. And that seems to help. But last night I was in a lot of pain with it. I came in and I've got some eucalyptus oil with spearmint in it. And I rubbed that on there before I went to bed. And when I woke up this morning, the pain was gone. So I'm thinking it's inflammation. What do you think?
Well, I think a couple things. I mean, it could be inflammation. What's your diet been like for the last 3 weeks? Has it changed at all?
Well, my wife has come off cigarettes, and I'm a former smoker.
Okay.
And she's come on the vapor cigarettes, and that's helped a bunch. But I've had this for quite a while. And diet, I don't know, I'm taking, and this has been going on a while, so just taking basic supplements and food, and that's it.
So what does the day look like for you as far as eating goes? That's what I'm curious about. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast. I usually eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, you know,
what does it look like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Well, I try and stay away from pork. I'm not a big meat eater.
What did you have today, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Exact foods. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, I had steak for breakfast.
Okay.
And steak and potato. And then for lunch, I had an all-beef hot dog. And then for dinner, I had beef tips and rice and a medley of vegetables and with a roll. And I had I drank water all day.
Okay.
I drank purified bottled water. And then for what I drank for dinner tonight was almond milk.
Okay. Did you do any snacks in between?
Nope.
Okay. So not much in between. You're doing supplements. You're doing fish oil?
No, I'm not. I have done it, but I don't have it now. Right now what I've got is a multiple vitamin, so I call one source for men.
Yeah.
And also a GNC source.
Okay.
And I'm 60 years old. Got a great blood pressure is normal. Not taking any type of blood, any type of medications at all. Now, when I get this pain, I do take ibuprofen.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, here's the key. Have you been to a physical therapist or chiropractic physician at all for this?
Yes. I went to the chiropractor for about 3 weeks in a row.
Did it help?
It did help. Yes.
Okay. And you might have, you know, a lot of times it can be two things. One, it can be structural, which is what the chiropractic physician can do. They can help. And the adjustment or manipulation can help. And you probably need to go for quite some time, whatever treatment plan they lay out for you. And then acetylcholine is another big one, a neurotransmitter that when it gets low can cause headaches in the back of the head. So acetylcholine, just so you know, foods that raise that are healthy nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews. Fish oils are really good. Avocados are very good. And then also lecithin as a supplement, or you can get it from egg yolks, are known to help raise acetylcholine levels. When they get up and elevated, a lot of times that can make the headache go away, but a lot of times it's a combo between the two.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked, 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send a bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Knowing this, the body is amazing. It changes every single day. And I read things all the time. It blows my mind. It comes down to common sense. So whether you're talking about heart disease, losing weight, or, and speaking about losing weight, I've seen so much recently just about people taking different, of course, the pills and the weight loss clinics and all that are out there. And for some people, that works really well. But you have to make sure no matter what you do, you have to modify your lifestyle. So if your diet doesn't change, and I don't mean it has to be severely restricted, but it has to be of high quality. Because remember, it's one thing to lose the weight, but it's another thing to make sure that your body is producing good new healthy cells, not just dropping weight for whatever, and you drink whatever, eat whatever, as long as it doesn't have any sugar in it, and you're not really looking at the quality of the content of the food. That matters, because you want to build a healthy body, and of course, you want to be in shape or get to what we call your set point, which is where your body wants to be, not way outside of the set point when you've gained 40 or 50 pounds. But getting to that place really matters, so your lifestyle makes all the difference in the world. I'll tell you one of the biggest health challenges to be able to come out of is type 2 diabetes. And with that, we're going to go to Sandy right now. Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Doc. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I'm a type 2 diabetic, turned 50 this year. I've had it for about the last 3 years. And what's going on is all of a sudden I've been taking metformin, and now I'm on Humalog and Lantus, and I've been having big swings where my numbers are real high, and then they just crash. And curious about why the crashes are coming along, and I've also changed my diet a little bit and tried to not eat any wheat products. So it's kind of all nice.
So you've started trying to have a plan, right? Like you've worked on getting started, coming up with a game plan. And is this something your doctor put you on, or is this something that you've been working on yourself?
It's something I've been working on myself.
Okay, got it. Did they offer any help to you?
No, he just pretty much has just changed my insulin dosage and puts me on the shots. And I'm really not real happy about that.
Okay, well, what is your height and weight right now?
I am 5'11 and a half, 190.
What do you want to be? What's your fighting weight? 175?
180.
Okay, 180. So you're almost there, right?
I'm close. I'm not too overweight. It's hereditary. My brothers both have this. My mother and grandmother both had it.
That's okay. It's just a little bit genetic. Remember, it's not 80% genetics. It's about 20 to 25% tops. So that means that about 80% of what you do is going to determine whether or not you can come out or not.
Gotcha.
All right. That's type 2, right? We're not dealing with type 1. So,
yeah. Gotcha.
Yep. All right. So here's the game plan. The game plan is I want to know what you're eating on a regular basis, because if it's going all over the place like that and you're taking the metformin, I'd like to know, are you eating 3 meals a day or 5?
3, sometimes 5. Mostly 3.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Now is a point in time in your life where everything has to be extremely steady. Not some days 3, some days 2, some days 5. It has to be extremely regimented no matter what. Okay? Because food is going to be your best friend. How it's, hurt you a little bit in the past, right now it's going to be really one of the best forms of kind of modifying your body and getting it where it needs to be. That we have. And so that's what you want to focus on. So let's talk about breakfast, lunch, and dinner real quick. What does a normal day look like for you?
Bacon and eggs for breakfast. Lunch is usually some type of, we move around with lunch. Thai sometimes, Panera bread, basic takeout, but never taking And then dinner is,
so what about dinner?
Proteins and vegetables.
And then not much in between for snacks, right?
Not much, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
But are you traveling with work? What do you do for work?
I'm a photographer, so my work schedule is always kind of crazy. Sometimes I'm at work till 11, 12 o'clock at night and up first thing next morning.
But you've got pretty good control over that, because if you're on site shooting or you know, doing your deal, you've got a briefcase with you or a bag with you, and you can carry things with you, right? So as long as you plan, you're good.
Correct.
Okay. So here's the deal. Every time you eat a meal, you've got to have three main ingredients, right? You've got to have your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates. Never miss. Every meal's got to have that. Minimum, if you're going to have a carbohydrate, you have to have a fat or a protein, minimum. And the reason you want to spread it out is if you don't have meals about every 3 hours when you're dealing with diabetes, it will go all over the place. And those medications can be helpful, but you got to realize that those medications are designed to control things with people that don't have good diets and that really don't pay attention to a lot of those details. So by you doing that, it's going to really help things tremendously. You might be able to work with your physician not having to take as much, and that's possible. But it's something you're going to have to work with them on. But let me share some nutritional insights with you that might help, okay? So if you're eating breakfast, eggs are great. I'd get rid of the bacon because the pork's terrible for your body. It creates toxins within the cells. Not a good thing. So just from a health perspective, no good. You want to go with a nitrite-free turkey bacon? No problem. But here's the deal. If you're going to go protein, that's fine. You're going to have some carbohydrates with that. The fat's going to come from the whole part of the egg yolk. But if you want to do, I would do some form of carbohydrate because your body needs that, all right? You need some form of like blueberries or strawberries or something. Just don't do a lot of bread. Don't do a lot of grains. Snacks in between, what I was going to tell you to carry with you, about 2 or 3 hours later, mix a big bag of nuts except peanuts, so hazelnuts, almonds, walnuts, whatever, and eat that with either an apple or an orange. Eat those together. That makes a great snack. Then for lunch, do what you're doing. Stick with salads, proteins, and a little bit of dressing if you need to. Snack in the afternoon. Dinner sounds good with what you're doing. Just, you know, the protein and the veggies, that's great. And you might even want a little bit of a snack, a little handful of nuts, and maybe half a piece of fruit, an orange or whatever, in the evenings. That's going to keep you steady all day long, and that's going to make a huge difference. So if you're shooting late on a shoot, photography shoot, you want to make sure you get that snack in. So even at night. So if you push past 3 hours, get something small in, it'll help regulate it. That way, you're in control of regulating the blood sugar for your own body. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go online, send me an email, getwellradio.com. And don't forget our preferred wellness provider network, great new network we put together of folks that can help you with all your nutrition and lifestyle-based care. I can coach you along the way. And, you know, people get excited. They don't know what to turn, where to turn. I mean, they really don't. And the emails and the phone calls that we've had over just really the past year that have been just so much, and I'm grateful for that. We put this network together of people that can coach you along the way. They can kind of get you from where you are to where you need to be. I mean, what do you eat? How do you put it together? You know, exercise, what do? You've got blood work and you need some form of nutritional analysis. I mean, all these sorts of things. So people just don't know. And doctors are doing great jobs up there, and some focus more on lifestyle-based issues clinically. And you've got nutritionists and dietitians, and it's about putting a team together is what it's about. And so you can go to getwellproviders.com and check that out. It'll be some good information for you. Picking healthy meals they're saying is harder than doing taxes. Now, this made me kind of scratch my head because I personally loathe doing taxes. I don't know about you, but it's just not really my cup of tea. And they say 52% of Americans, but I can pick out healthy meals all day long. It's actually kind of fun. I know that's kind of weird. But anyway, 52% of Americans responding to an online survey said they think it's easier to do their own taxes than it is to figure out how to eat healthfully. Men, people lacking a college degree, overweight or obese adults, and people with high blood pressure, heart disease, or high cholesterol were most likely to say they find it harder to know what foods they should or should not be eating. These findings, they say, were released this month as part of the International Food Information Council Foundation's 2012 Food and Health Survey, designed to help gauge Americans' attitudes and beliefs about their diet and food choices. This yearly web-based survey was completed in April by more than 1,000 men and women aged 18 to 80. 9 out of 10 of people polled described their health as good or better, an upward trend from previous surveys. Although they consider themselves to be in good health, about 1 in 4 people said their diet is extremely healthful. Okay, while about 1 in 5 rated their diet as not at all very good. That's what they said. That's how it's written. So nearly everyone was making an effort to improve at least one aspect of their eating habits, which I think is good. And eating more fruits and vegetables topped the list. The next most popular behavior changes were drinking more water or low and no-calorie beverages, cutting back on the foods high in solid fats, which is always a good thing to do. Just make sure you don't cut back on the healthy fats. And then also, of course, whole grains and all, which I'm not a big fan of. But men said they were more challenged consistently in eating a healthful diet, 60%, than remaining physically active. So they found it easier to exercise and to eat well, which is usually the case, actually. And the survey also found that about 90% of those polled had given at least a little thought to the ingredients found in their foods and beverages. So, again, here's the deal. People are saying, okay, well, wheat bread is better than white bread. But then you don't take into account that, well, actually, white bread just bleached out wheat bread. Now, think about that for a second. With all the whole grains and all that, it's just bleached out wheat flour. So it's not really that the ingredients that we're looking at that can really make a difference and impact in your overall health, it's not really being valued. And it's just kind of like, well, this is supposed to be healthy. Milk does the body good, so I guess I'll just drink it. And low fat is good, so I'll get rid of all the fats in my diet. And then that's how people get diabetes. You get rid of the fats. You start cranking up the carbohydrates, the grains, that sort of thing. 60% of your diet is what you think is healthy. And then all of a sudden you're throwing yourself into a blood sugar frenzy and insulin's going all over the place. And you think you're eating healthy and then boom, all of a sudden you get diabetes. I mean, that's just one case. But it's amazing to see what we think is healthy versus what actually is. And learning that, like what we talk about on the show, and reading the books and getting out there and understanding it is critical. It's just as important. And if you don't want to, I understand. Like if this deal right here is true where they're saying that it's easier to deal with taxes, that's why you hire a coach. That's why you hire someone like a wellness provider that can coach you along the way, that can think for you. I mean, I'm not a CPA, and I don't like doing taxes at all. You would never, ever find me ever sitting down trying to do my taxes and taking them to, someone 90% done and having someone like H&R Block finish up the rest. And I'm not picking on them, saying they're bad or anything. I'm just saying I'm not that guy. It would drive me crazy. So if I knew nothing about health, nothing, I would definitely hire someone that knew it, loved it, lived it. I mean, you ever talk to a CPA? They love numbers. I mean, they love it. I mean, it is amazing to me. I don't. And so, but I'm into health. And so it's like, it's fun for me. And I have a good time with it. So when you're sitting there scratching your head in the grocery store and you don't know if canned tuna is better than, grass-fed beef, and you don't really know which one to pick, but you know they're both supposed to be kind of healthy, and it just makes your head hurt. It's when you hire someone. It's when you have someone coach you along the way. You build a team around you of those that are experts in what they do so that you don't really miss the boat. And that's really the best way to do it. But anyway, they said in this that some interesting findings about these reports, about two-thirds of parents polled worry more about the healthfulness of their children's diets than their own. And parents, remember, kids don't do what you say, they do what you do. So they're going to watch how you eat, watch how you live, watch what you do. So it is important. It's not more important to worry about. If you worry about your kids, worry about you. Focus on what you're putting inside your body. Learn or get a coach and learn what to put inside your body. And then your kids are going to benefit from what you learn. You can't be feeding them broccoli and baked chicken and you're eating fast food burgers and fries. It doesn't work. You've got to lead by example. More than half of those surveyed feel they enjoyed food is more important than worrying too much about what is in it. Well, that's kind of been the case for a while. 3 out of 4 people felt the changes in nutrition advice make it hard to know what information to believe. That's true. Now, if you start watching every media outlet, every magazine, every doctor on TV and radio, including myself, buyers check the expiration date and nutrition facts panel most often before making food purchases. And 3 out of 4 people polled were confident in the safety of the country's food supply. Nearly half felt imported food was less safe than the domestic products. And that's something to be concerned about. It really is. Quality of food matters. It does. Now, am I excited that you're just eating, you know, baked chicken over fried chicken? Yes. Would I really have organic? Yeah. But I'm just excited you've made one step. So don't go crazy and bang your head against the wall because you just you feel like it's too many steps and it's overwhelming. Don't get overwhelmed. Get a coach. Start with baby steps. Stick your toe in the water. And then 6 months from now, you'll be amazed at what you've learned and what you've implemented into your life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Go to getwellradio.com, and I will make your email part of the show. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're with us next on the show. How can I help?
Yeah, Dr. Asa, I've got a question that's been bothering me about probiotics.
Okay.
Now, I've seen probiotics in a health food store from $1 billion to $65 billion. Now, that's quite a spread. Is there an RDA? What should I shoot for if you're taking probiotics?
Let me just tell you what I've learned through the years, okay? $2 billion is kind of your gold standard. And it's kind of like SPF and sunscreen. You ever heard the story behind that? How really you got like 60 SPF, but the reality is that it doesn't really go over about 30?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? All right.
Why would they make from $1 billion to 65? That's what gets me.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's not a lot of standards in testing with those, and some of it's marketing. But here's the deal. I mean, I take probably myself, ours have $2 billion in each capsule, and I take probably 8 a day. Okay? So, I mean, I take 4 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, in the evening, empty stomach, and that's typically what I take. And it's worked very well for me throughout the years. It's through the research. You don't need to take a ton. If you've got a lot of digestive issues, it's good to take 4-3 times a day or so. But, you know, for the most part, you don't really need 64 billion per capsule and then take 20 a day. I mean, your bacterial flora will reset itself fairly well. And I know it's frustrating, but I think if you're out buying a brand, you know, shoot for about $2 billion per capsule, and you're going to be okay. And if you think that it's worth it to spend $80 to get a bottle that's got $64 billion in a capsule, probably not so much. Your body's going to respond. As long as you're putting probiotics, hey, I'm just excited that you're doing it. And you know, don't rely on the capsules as much as, you know, it's good to take them every single day, but it's also good to eat fermented foods. I mean, I'm a big fan of that. Fermented vegetables, kimchi, kefir, goat's milk yogurt. I mean, all of these, I think, are just vital. All your fermented vegetables, they're just great for building that healthy bacterial flora. And I wouldn't really give that up. I just don't like getting hung up on the supplement numbers, per se. It's good to have the basics. You know, me and the Foundational Four, I really believe those are the four that everybody needs. But you don't have to go over the top. Just make sure they're natural, they're organic, they use vegetable capsules. And, you know, of course, it's nice and balanced. If it's extreme, little red flag should go up. All right? You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Jim, we're going to go to you. How can I help?
Dr. Andrews.
Yes, sir.
I've got a gland hormone problem. I've been diagnosed with a tumor on the pituitary.
Okay.
And I've already had surgery once, and they want to go in again. I had an episode last week where I got very, very weak, and I'm right now hormone deficient, and they've got me on levothyroxine for the thyroid, and they got me on hydrocortisone for the adrenal glands.
Okay.
What's the long term? They told me that I would be on hormones for the rest of my life, and I want to know.
Well, that's a possibility. It just depends. When do they wanted to do surgery again?
June 6th.
Man, it's right around the corner. And they told you that it's mandatory. Like they feel like they need to do it without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, the tumor was benign, but they said that it was that it's getting close. What they said was I had a pituitary adenoma. Is that what it's called?
Adenoma. Uh huh.
Okay. Now, what does that mean? Is it?
It's just the name of a tumor. So. So. Have they got you? What have they told you up to this point?
Well, they told me
that they've already had one surgery, right?
And
what did they accomplish in that one surgery?
He got out what he could, but without going too deep. He said if I go any deeper, then you could brain hemorrhage.
Yeah, that's true.
And so they want to get it out, but if they get it out without healthy gland to regain function,
they want to remove the entire gland.
No, just the
anterior part, where the tumor is, the little.
Just the tumor part.
It's on the anterior portion, right?
It's on the.
That means front. That means the front part. So they're going to remove just the. They're going to remove just the portion there. So they left a little bit they couldn't get, right? And it was just too deep.
But they want to leave the gland, but they want to get the.
I didn't mean remove the whole thing, but remove the tumor. That's what I meant.
Right.
I mean, here's the thing. I would not have the surgery. I mean, if they've already done one and the doctor feels confident to go back in and he feels like he can get the rest of it, did he tell you that the success would be good from what he has seen so far as when he went in the first time? He just needs a second shot at it? He want to give it a break?
I haven't talked to him yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're asking me to do it or not do it, is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to go with what the surgeon says. My opinion. Have you gotten a second opinion from anyone else?
Well, the first time they did it, they followed up with a low dose radiation.
Yeah.
And that probably killed the whole gland right there.
Well, I don't know about that, but I would get a second opinion from someone in a completely different group. Not even in the same building, not even in the same group of doctors, because that way they don't know each other, and not that that's a good or bad thing, but it's always good to get just a complete separate opinion from someone and who's maybe had a different train of thought, different school of thought, that does this all the time. And that's really what you want. I mean, if it were my pituitary gland, I would. Because you'd be surprised at there are standards of care, okay, which means this happens, you do this, and it's textbook, and all physicians have to follow these standardized ways of doing things. But there's some caveats in all of those as well, and additional training can present different options. And that's why getting a second opinion, I think, would be a really good idea. Because the pituitary gland, you don't want to mess with. And, you know, although a tumor in the pituitary gland sometimes can be okay, and it's not something to be overly scared about. Sometimes they do want to make sure that everything's where it needs to be. So I wouldn't be overly – I wouldn't just go with it, but I would get a second opinion. That's kind of my final say on it. Because that's what I would do personally. And regardless of any surgery that I've had, and I've had, you know, surgeries before, and I've performed, you know, in my medical training surgery. So I can tell you that I always watched people get multiple opinions, and I think it serves them well. And I know for my own self, I did always whenever I had something go down, because I wanted to make sure that, and I think anyone would want to make sure that you're making the best decision, number one, but that you got good viewpoints. You know, the Bible says, which I believe, there's wisdom in the counsel of many. And I think it's a great plan to follow. So it's something you might want to consider. You know, it's right around the corner. You can always postpone the date for surgery. You don't have to go in that day. So remember that, okay? Just because they scheduled you for that, they're going to try to pressure you and say you got to go in. You know, we've already scheduled you. You need to do this right now, but don't let that pressure you. If you feel like you need to get a couple extra weeks under your belt to talk with someone and feel more comfortable about the direction that you're going to head. Does that make sense? I mean, that's what I would do personally. And there's a lot of things you can do nutritionally for the pituitary gland and to support the body. But now's not the time. I mean, you always want to start making healthier choices as far as eating and that sort of thing. But now's the time to figure out, because it's aggressive, you know. I mean, surgery is very aggressive. Now's not the time to be waiting around just eating healthy. Now's the time to be thinking about a strong plan of action about what you're going to do, and then come up with a good follow-up game plan from, you know, here to the next 2 or 3 years of how you're going to eat, how you're going to take care of yourself. Now that your body's broken down to this point, what can you do post that? So the first course of action is to figure out what multiple, even 2 or 3 surgeons say about the same issue. That's going to give you a lot more peace, and I hope you choose that way, all right? You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.